Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Smartest dumb guys you know. Full crew here this time. Josh and Taylor are here.
Hey.
And, I've been fucking with some new shit. I've been trying to do lucid dreaming. It's fucking weird. And I can't really do it yet. But it's kind of cool. It's like the ultimate VR experience. For those of you who don't know what it is, you try to realize that you're in a dream, and then you can fucking do whatever the fuck you want. And I can't do it yet. That shit has been weird. And so I put on YouTube. I'll just put on this lucid dreaming fucking music you're supposed to put on. It's supposed to make you have weird dreams. I don't know if it works or not, but it's been pretty fucking trippy. I can't do anything yet. I can't control it yet, though. I'm trying to harness it. I know, it's really fucking stupid.
What prompted you to want to do that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No idea, really.
Because he stopped drinking.
Yeah, right?
Did you?
He needed...
I mean, not like officially, but I haven't in a while.
Good job.
I mean, it's not like I don't do it anymore, but it's
taking
been...
a little break.
So I'm like, I need something else to...
Dude, I'm old anyway, now. Yeah. I go to trippy. Bed and I'm fucking out. I just rack out and I'm done. And
then you've never lucid dreamed either?
I mean, I have.
I don't think he's ever dreamed in life.
No, I don't. I don't even have dreams.
Okay.
I go through the motions.
You have no hopes and no
dreams.
I'm
just defeated on the inside.
Yeah.
No hopes and no dreams for Josh.
That's what happens when your soul has been taken from
you. I wake up, cry a little bit, and go to work. That's essentially my life.
Isn't that what we all do?
I think tears are like the best cleanser. So
tears make the best lubricant.
I was just going to say. I mean... Yeah, man, it'd be dope. It's like the ultimate VR game. If you can,
have you done it yet?
No, I've had some really trippy dreams, but I can't figure it out. Even like I've read things about how you're supposed to do it and how.
What do they say?
Like first, when you're awake, you have to do like reality checks constantly, like get in the habit of doing that and realize that you actually are awake. So that way, you get into the habit. So when you're in a dream, you'll be like, "Oh, am I awake? No, I'm fucking not."
What's a reality check?
I get an update from this app that I have, but you're supposed
Give me
to be like
an example of one.
Is that where you pinch yourself?
Yeah, basically.
That's okay. Stupid. That's so dumb.
It
why
is
are
dumb.
You into such
it's
weird
It's insanely
things?
Dumb. Because why the fuck not? I want to feel different on the inside.
You've been spending too much time with Taylor. She goes to hippie school in Peru.
I know.
And now you're fucking trying to do lucid dreams. And
I know.
Well,
I
can totally fly in my dreams.
Why can't you just...
Yeah, I want to be able to do
Why can't
like
you just fly. Use a belt and jack off like everyone else?
I
like,
do
why
that.
Do you, have
you,
to
have
do...
you have to put a towel around your neck so you don't leave marks. Sorry, let's be smart about this.
Yeah. So dark, guys.
And I can't do ayahuasca because I'm not in fucking Brazil or anything. So basically, I just rub my eyes for like 5 minutes, and I figure that's almost the same. It feels like a kaleidoscope. I figure that's the poor man's ayahuasca.
That's
it's
almost
rubbing,
the same.
It's rubbing your eyes.
Eat a couple slices of Chuck E. Cheese pizza and rub your eyes really hard.
Yeah, exactly. I'll let a Little Caesars sit on the counter for 2 weeks and eat it and rub my eyes.
Well, it's because everybody knows Little Caesars ferments.
Yeah, exactly.
Little Caesars get you drunk.
That's got to be something, right? That if that's not looking at the other side, I don't know what is. So I'm working on chasing my dreams, guys. That's what I've been doing.
I'm fucking tired. I go to bed and I fall asleep. I put Parks and Rec on or The Office and I fall asleep. Put the timer on and then I fall
watch
asleep.
The Office before I go to sleep too.
At least I'm not the only one that I fall asleep with the TV on. Some people say, "Oh, it's bad for me." I'm like, "Fuck you, it works for me."
Yeah, why is it bad?
Because it's like the blue light emitting from your TV. They say like it's bad for you.
I don't know that it's bad for
you,
but it keeps
down?
You up.
No, like the... I just leave the TV. I set a timer for like 45 minutes or whatever.
I do a timer, but then I do like a dimmer.
Yeah, it's not that it's bad for you, but the blue light keeps you up, so it makes it.
It doesn't, though. I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you're dead inside.
Exactly. I have no feeling.
That is. Yeah.
See, I pinch myself. Your reality checks where you pinch yourself. I just pinch myself to feel something.
Yeah, well, that's when I do it on the nipples. But
like, do you ever have dinner with your family and you just jam yourself in the thigh with a fork?
No, I don't have dinner with my family anymore. I've cut that out
because you
my
stopped
life.
Drinking.
Exactly, I can't handle that shit anymore.
Speaking of family, we're going to a fake wedding this weekend.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
Our buddy got married to this girl like a year ago. They had a courthouse marriage, but it was for tax fraud purposes because he needed to like give her health insurance. Because
green cards, you know, I get it. I get it.
And now they're getting married this weekend, married, quote unquote, this weekend.
Like
I'm honestly
the whole
just,
ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to do the reception and everything. So I'm basically just going to go for the ceremony, eat, and bounce.
I'm honestly just mad that I can't get on stage this weekend now, on Saturday at least. I'm just going to entertain five assholes that are sitting at my table.
You know what? If there's a speech...
I'm gonna try.
They just have like the open mic.
So I'll do a bit.
Can just say something.
Yeah, I'll do a bit.
Just go up there and talk about how like.
Sean, I'm not even gonna talk about Sean. I'm just gonna run my 10 minutes that I've been working on the past month.
Nothing to do with it.
Like you stand up there like, fucking traffic in LA. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Am I right, guys? Exactly. What's the deal? Yeah, it's gonna be fucking ridiculous. But
our president's an orange man.
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna do. I'm not even gonna. That's what I'll do. I'll do 10 minutes on Catholicism just to piss off his family.
Oh, they're very Catholic. Family.
I know. It'd be fucking hilarious. I mean, that is honest. That only irritates me because on Sunday I'm going to the Comedy Store. I'm going to run fucking 10 minutes, see how that goes. So
that's a long set.
Yeah, I have solid 5 minutes. I can stretch it to 10 if
I was
going to
say, I think I have about three.
Yeah.
And I haven't really tried after that. Yeah. It's a good 3 minutes. It's just like I tell girls for
just
sex.
Like sex.
It's a really good 3 minutes.
After that.
And then after that, it just kind of falls apart.
After that, you better be drinking.
Yeah. Well, that's why I show up very late when you've been drinking all day.
Exactly.
I'm like just kind of showing up.
The end of day drunk.
Kind of like fucking, what was that fat guy who played for the Phillies, like Max Stairs or something like that, when he hit that walk-off home run against the Dodgers like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. He hit like in like three games in a row.
Yeah, and
he
like never played at all.
Yeah.
And then in the playoffs, he just comes off the bench and just crushes a home run. That's me. I'm that guy.
Yeah, the Dodgers always get fucked up by fat guys. Before him, it was fucking Pablo Sandoval of the Giants.
I fucking hate fat panda.
Right? God damn it. It's part of the reason I hate fat people. Half the reason is because they're not as jolly as you expect. I've been told they're supposed to be jolly, and that's not the case most of the time.
I mean, I knew I was fat, but it was solidified when that girl at the sauna told me I was chubby.
Yeah.
But you're cute.
But, yeah, she's like, but you're handsome, though. Like, yeah, but that...
You got that going for you.
You still said chubby. Like, you led with chubby.
Yeah.
That was your first initial point.
Yeah. Oh, the Terminator movie's not that bad. What do you mean not that? That means it's still a piece of shit. It's basically the same thing. It's the same thing.
Did you guys go see that?
No, I really... I have no desire to.
I want to see it, but I don't want to pay to see it.
Yeah, I'll see it when it's on, like, Netflix or something.
Yeah.
Which will be like in 2 weeks because they're already projected to lose like $120 million.
It's a straight to Netflix movie.
Yeah, it should be. It's supposed to be awful, but
the thing is, the last like what six Terminator movies have been awful because like T1, 2 were great.
I don't know. The one with Batman wasn't that bad. People shit on it.
I didn't see that one.
What?
It's all right.
Did you say Terminator with Batman?
Well, Christian Bale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was like, all right.
How did that cross?
I wish there'd be a Terminator Batman movie.
Oh, man. Could you imagine?
It'd be incredible.
I didn't really like the one with Christian Bale, but yeah, they tried to like revamp the story three times now. And I don't think
Well, see, that's where I get confused because
they've gotten confused.
Yeah, well, because they're saying that some of the movies now are non canon. Or it's like alternate timeline or
something. Because I have no interest in it, really.
Canon's kind of like. It's part of the main story.
What matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then like kind of like the X-Men movies,
mm-hmm,
how they did like all these reboots and then they're like, well, now we went back in time and killed everybody. So now it doesn't matter. So everything in the middle doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now those middle X-Men movies are now non-canon because they're not part of the actual story.
Because they killed them?
Well, they do that stupid time loop, time
kind
travel
of. In Terminator,
shit.
Yes. I have, because I don't give a fuck about it, I have heard about what happens and how they try to reset it.
Yeah.
And I mean, fucking, if you guys don't give a fuck either, spoiler alert. In like the first 5 minutes, they reset it to, it's supposed to be like right after T2.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
It's like 20 years later, they prevented fucking Skynet, whatever. Within the first 5 minutes of the movie, they kill the kid.
John Connor?
Yeah, they killed John Connor in the first 5 minutes of the fucking movie.
Did they hire some weird kid that's going to eventually sell meth?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like in real life, that kid who played John Connor grew up and sold meth?
Well,
really?
I mean,
yeah.
Who didn't? Who didn't see that coming?
That's true.
I mean, it was him and the Shermanator in that movie.
It's true.
I mean...
Oh, we cinema enema'd that movie.
We did.
The Terminator?
I recently watched part of it and it was on TV. And I was like, oh, let's check this out. And I was like, yeah, it still sucks.
I like that movie, though.
Which one?
T2 was cool.
I love T2.
T1 was cool too.
T1 is dope because that's a fucking horror movie.
Dude, that shit used to give me nightmares when I was
really?
A kid. Yeah, it was fucking horrifying.
Yeah, T2 or original Terminator is a horror movie. And then the second one's just like a buddy cop movie. I mean, it's not bad, but it's
I love them.
You know what?
It was great at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I like when Arnold's on top. Because like when
sexually,
that's what
yeah.
she said.
Oh yeah. yeah. So that's what his maid said.
I was just gonna say. So does
the
his
fact
maid.
That he banged that gargoyle, but his son's very handsome that he had with her.
That's how strong his DNA
so
is.
So he's gonna no, he's gonna have the build of Arnold, but the work ethic of a Mexican immigrant.
Oh goodness.
He's gonna take over the world.
You know what she was saying the whole time during that?
No.
No, no. Lemon pledge. She wouldn't want a lemon pledge. I can't do a Consuela fucking.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's much better.
Ooh, look at that.
I can't do it. That is
Taylor with the heater.
Yeah. Hanging out with lots of maids lately, apparently. That is
lots of family.
But guy. I do want to see Jojo Rabbit. That looks fucking dope.
The fuck's that?
Yeah.
It's
remind me.
Hitler.
Is that the Hitler movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Imaginary friend Hitler. It looks fucking hilarious.
Wait, imaginary friend?
Yeah. Taika Waititi plays Hitler. And only the kid can see him.
It's the kid's, like, 12-year-old kid's imaginary friend is Hitler. And so I heard Taika Waititi talking about it. He's like, so basically, like, you expect Hitler, like, this evil genius guy, but he's imaginary friend of a 12-year-old, so he has the intellect of a 12-year-old. It's 12-year-old Hitler, so he's an idiot, too.
What's the name of the movie?
Jojo Rabbit. It looks fucking awesome. Anytime you can make Hitler funny, I'm on board. I will go see it every time.
What other big movies are coming out right now?
Fuck. I don't, at this point, I don't know. Birds of Prey will come out soon enough, but that's a while off.
I don't know if I want to pay to see that one because Suicide Squad was so bad.
Yeah, you fooled me once. I understand. Trust me. And I wanted to like Suicide Squad so bad.
Well, because over the weekend, I was out of state, and when I was on the plane, Delta offers free movies when you fly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Frozen's coming out. Speaking of sorry, that reminded me, because that's the first time I saw Frozen was on the plane.
Nice.
Yeah, I was drunk, and I had an edible, and it was the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life. This book is so goddamn good.
But I watched Suicide Squad on the plane, because you know, you had like an hour and a half to kill. And
turned it off.
Yeah, even though it was free. I was like, nah, can't do it.
No, thank you.
Dude, then I watched that movie, Curse of La Llorona.
Oh, is that any good?
Oh, it's fucking awful.
Oh, most horror
so
movies are.
So fucking bad. Well, because the problem is the monster's not even scary, and you can see the jump scares coming from a mile away.
Yeah.
So it's just like, eh. And then it's one of those things where as you're watching it, you're just like, well, I have to finish it because you've now watched like
you're
80%
you're already,
of this movie.
You're already invested. Yeah.
And the entire time, like, because my girlfriend was watching it too on the plane, and we'd both just look at each other and just like roll our eyes, like, what the fuck? Because, like, you know, because she has her headphones, and I, so we just tried to sync up the movies.
Right.
And we were both like, and I took it's my, bad. And I was like, I can't finish this. And she's like, there's like 20 minutes left. I was like, I can't fucking do it. It's
can't
so
it.
Fucking bad.
You should watch, if you're looking for a horror movie, it just came out on Hulu. I saw it in theaters. It's fucking great. Is Overlord.
I heard that one was dope.
Nazi
zombies. Yeah.
Fucking sweet. And it just came out. I just watched it the other night because it was on Hulu and I couldn't fucking sleep. I was like, yes. Because in the first quarter of it, it's a legit World War II movie and it's fucking sweet. The opening sequence is fucking awesome. And then it turns into a zombie movie and it is fan fucking tastic.
Oh, talk about horror. I watched Annabelle the other day.
I don't do scary movies.
It's stupid.
Is The Conjuring supposed to be good? And that's part of that whole universe.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten into
it. I can't keep up with all that stuff. Because apparently, like, I new rock stars are one of those fucking, I don't know, Screen Rant. They're like, look at these Easter eggs of, like, the Beelzebub nun monster was in Annabelle. And I'm like,
what?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they're all, they have their own cinematic universe thing going on. I like horror movies, but most of the time I just like them because they're funny.
I'm actually not a huge...
I usually laugh. Like, I watched The Grudge, I remember, when it came out in theaters. And there was that one scene, like, it just comes out dirty-ass water. And I was laughing my ass off in the theaters.
I'm not a big fan of horror movies just because I don't have a lot of free time. And when I watch, I want to laugh. I'd rather watch... Like, I watched Major League the other day. That movie still holds. It's so fucking funny. Then I watched The Naked Gun.
That's classic,
dude,
too.
Leslie Nielsen was amazing.
Speaking of Major League, fucking... My Name is Dolomite on Netflix.
How is that?
Fucking great.
Dude. That's the Eddie Murphy movie.
Eddie Murphy, fucking Wesley Snipes, which got me there from the fucking Major League thing. But that movie's fucking great.
Talking about Wesley Snipes, fucking Blade 1, 2, and 3 is on Hulu.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Watch Blade Trinity all day. People shit on that. But it's
dude, that's
great.
The one that has Ryan Reynolds.
Exactly. Anything with Ryan Reynolds is a winner.
And that was the first time I was like, dude, this guy's hot.
Right?
You guys watch so much TV.
We've I don't teach yoga and go on hippie retreats, so I watch TV.
I mean, and I rub my eyes for 5 minutes. Of television, I do.
But we're also talking about like 37 years of accumulated binging.
But I'm also
being a nerd.
I'm also an old man with no friends, and I don't go out anymore.
This is true.
So I just watch TV on my weekends.
Remember, I've gotten in arguments with girlfriends in the past, like, you never go out with your friends. I'm fucking 30 years old. Who the fuck is 30 and is every weekend with their friends? Like, nobody does that.
Well,
what kind of the fucking
cunt? Know, when you and I used to go out and close bars every fucking weekend, now it's like, I'm tired.
Who the fuck does that?
I gotta buy laundry. My back hurts.
If you get 30 and you're still doing that, there's a problem.
Yeah, I gotta cook some food. I gotta do my laundry. Right? And my back hurts all the time.
No, the only reason I'm up late is if I'm fucking at a comedy store. A comedy store or fucking any comedy club. That's the only fucking reason to be out late at night.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. I've gotten in arguments. Why don't you hang out with your friends more? You only see them. I just seen them like 2 months ago. Yeah, that was 2 months ago.
But see,
exactly. That was 2 months ago. That's
also,
like just now.
I think that's also a guy thing. Because I can like, I mean, obviously I see you now every week because of the show. But I mean, I could go like a year without hanging out with you and we'd be fine.
Exactly the same.
You know?
Most of my friends are like that. Like Sarah's up north now. Right. One of my other girlfriends is in Washington. Another moved to Texas, and so I won't talk to him for a few months, and then you talk on the phone, and that's like the good friendships, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you don't have to like worry about. And
although I do think females are more social, so it's more of, I gotta see
sometimes
somebody.
But some girls are crazy where it's like because like
all girls are crazy.
All guys are stupid, all girls are crazy.
Oh yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very true.
But like I'll befriend a girl and we're like in a class together or something's going on where we're spending a lot of time like daily together, and then something happens where now we're not spending.
Does she try to kiss you?
No. But then she's just like gets really upset with me that like, why aren't we hanging out all the time? And it's like, well, we just had something in common that
we were doing.
And now, yeah, now in life it's like, and if we're going to be friends, we'll stay friends. But like, I get stuff on, like, messages if I'm with someone else. Like, oh, thanks for the invite and things like that.
Yeah, girls do that shit.
Girls are crazy.
Girls are passive aggressive as fuck.
I will be like, because you weren't invited.
Yeah.
Like, that's why, like, oh, thanks for the invite. It's like, you weren't invited, so you didn't get one.
Yeah, that's usually just, I'm just not going to respond to that. I'm just not going to dignify that with a response on that text. I'm just not going to do it.
I usually don't, but recently it's a little bit different where it's like, don't be so passive aggressive, and you can say like, hey, it hurt my feelings. It would have been nice to get invited, but the whole, at the end
thanks
of the day.
Thanks for the
like,
invite. Listen, cunt. I didn't fucking
invite you. Yeah.
That's how I felt when you were in Peru and I was looking at your pictures.
Right? Yeah. Thanks for the invite.
Thanks for the invite.
Save some ayahuasca for me. Why don't you?
I didn't fucking
asshole.
Invite you. Or you. I invite either of you.
Listen, cunts. Fair enough.
All right, with that, I got some headlines for you.
All right, what else is happening?
Let's see. Okay, so a woman named Rachel, when she was 18 years old, met her boyfriend Alistair, who was 21.
I don't like that person's name. He's
a cunt.
Yeah,
no, I already didn't like it because the name was stupid.
What do you think this is? Fucking, god damn it, Assassin's
like
Creed?
Something like that. Thinks it's a video game,
right?
So anyways,
of the Fall
or a rock star.
Yeah. So Rachel was a server in a bar, and Alistair was a bartender. They dated for a little bit. 3 months later, they broke up. But right before they broke up, Alistair came home one day and had a broken hand, and he explained to her about how he broke up a bar fight and got pulled in between, but he needs money because, being a bartender with one functioning hand, you can't bartend.
Right.
Yeah, you can.
Well,
I've seen Cocktail. You can do it.
So anyways, so she lent him $1,000. They broke up. He paid her back about $300 of it. And then eventually he just ghosted her. And then she asked his friends, like, what's his deal? His apartment and everything was gone. Furniture, everything was gone. They then said that he owed his friends about $2,200. And then eventually the mom called Rachel and said that he was killed by a biker gang. So she was obviously like, oh, fuck, like...
No,
now I feel
his name is Alistair. He made that shit up, bitch. Like, he doesn't
exist. She was like, I feel bad for, you know, hating this guy over $700. Like, I mean, it kind of makes you
apartment doesn't get cleared out if you get murdered by bikers.
Yeah, like you
I don't
like
buy it.
Yeah, but like you make adjustments. You're like, fuck, this guy's dead. Like, Jesus, at least I'm alive. Like, I'm out a couple bucks, but whatever.
I don't buy it.
So then,
do you think he's actually dead?
Nope.
This is the twist. So then 2 years later, she's going to a restaurant and
it's Mark
Wahlberg. Alistair's brother worked there. So then she was with a friend and says, oh, hey, is Alistair's brother, I don't remember his fucking name, so call him Bob. She's like, hey, is Bob here? And they're like, no, but his brother's here. Let me go get him. And it's fucking Alistair.
Holy shit. Fucking
and guy. She's like, I thought you were, and so she.
Wait. So he got his mom.
Yeah. To lie to this
to
bitch.
To lie to this bitch over a couple $1,000.
Yeah, being
everyone.
A sociopath is genetic. It doesn't just come out of nowhere.
That's true. His mom's fucking ape shit, too.
Yeah.
And so she walks up to him, and she's so like, I thought you were dead, that she just goes, long time no see. And he goes, yeah, I guess it's been a while. And what? Then and then she started causing a scene saying like, hey, you owe me money. Like, what the fuck? Like, what'd you fuck? Like, and she just had a huge freak out moment. Now, keep in mind, this girl's only 20 at the time. So what?
I think anybody's entitled to a freak out moment at that point.
That's a big freak out moment. You're fucking
you
dead.
You thought he was
You're
dead.
You're not dead anymore, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You were my boyfriend and you owe me fucking money. What the fuck?
Exactly. I mean, I couldn't even begin to imagine how that girl
also,
would
you believed
feel.
His name was Alistair. He is not a cartoon mouse. You know?
So then the owner of the restaurant kicked her out and stuff like that. And then he eventually fell off the face of the earth again, and she decided to just kind of
got beat up by the other biker kid.
Yeah. But so I just found it was fucking interesting.
Then she Facebook
That's
found
wild.
Him. She stalked
wait,
him on Facebook
wait,
and found him again.
So did she find him in the same town that they had?
No, it was just some restaurant like outside of this is in like Australia or some shit
got
like
it.
That. She just happened to be on that part of town with her friend, and she's like, oh, hey, you know, my dead ex-boyfriend.
5 miles away and stopped going to one bar.
Yeah. Well, she was like, oh, my dead ex-boyfriend's brother worked at this place. Like, we should get lunch here.
Let's go say hi to him.
Fuck, girls are insane. She, you know, so I mean.
Let's go say hi to
although,
the dead guy's
if this
brother.
Girl, if this girl's now legit insane, I'm 100% on board with you, Rachel.
I'm not. You fell for it. You're dumb.
With a guy
you're,
named Alistair,
you're
she
dumb.
Shouldn't have believed
you're
it.
Dumb. You fucking. Yeah, you should have seen that coming. I did.
Like
the entire time
that the mom lied. That's what gets me. It's like I was like, oh, it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. But the second you said the mom told her that he got killed,
but
I was
how
like,
fucking
oh.
insane!
You
that
get murdered by bike gang. You don't clear out your apartment.
Well, because
someone else has got to clean. Because
he owed him $2,200. So the I guess the thought is that they took all his.
So
stuff.
The bike gang killed him and held a yard sale.
Yeah.
No, they
don't to get that money back.
They go on was it like Facebook yard sale or whatever the fuck they call that portion of it now.
All right, next. A young man named Jason Gonzalez, who's a student in Minnesota. Every Saturday, he drives 270 miles to the closest Krispy Kreme donut. He purchases 100 dozen donuts to drive back 270 miles to his
There's
town.
No way those are all hot when he's eating them.
No.
And, so.
And then
that's
he,
like 2,000... how many?
Wait, 100?
100
That's 1,200 donuts.
1,200, yeah.
But he then goes back to the town that he goes to school in and sells them for $17 to $20 a box, where your normal dozen donuts at Krispy Kreme is about $3.
Hmm. I mean,
so he's a college student. He's making money. Some people get so desperate for the donuts that they'll pay $100 for a dozen donuts.
Champ.
This fucking entrepreneur gangster just hustling out there slanging donuts.
He is no fucking... better than somebody out there slinging fentanyl, though. Krispy Kreme, are you fucking kidding me? That's going to kill kids out there, too.
So this young man has now made 20 trips in a row, and now Krispy Kreme found out and told him to shut it down.
Yeah,
fuck you. You can't tell
that.
Me what to do.
Yep. Krispy Kreme sent him like a cease and desist, can't do
fuck
it.
Fuck off.
So, and then
he's not doing anything illegal.
That's what I said. I was like, fuck you. I bought them. They're my property. I can
do what
I
want.
But if it's
I want
like
to
the resale thing. You can't resell stuff.
If I want
like to
put
permit.
My dick in them, I can do what I want. God damn it.
So then,
well, yeah, you can go do that.
I to be fair, I did see you have sex with a Krispy Kreme donut.
What?
It's a good video.
It's on his premium Snapchat.
The best part of it is the girl takes a bite mid blowjob. That is the best part.
Damn.
Talented.
So anyways. Yes. So Krispy Kreme got a lot of backlash from people saying like, hey, this kid, he's like a 19-year-old kid.
Yeah, fuck
like
off.
He outsmarted you. Like,
yeah.
And then Krispy
Kreme.
Yeah,
how about you open up another location then?
So that's actually Talk what's shuckers. Happening now. Krispy Kreme is now going to open a location closer to this kid, which is forcing him out of business.
Fuck. Yeah.
But so now what they're doing is they're going to now
hate when mom and pop shops go out of business. Of
but
fucking.
But they're now
corporate
going,
America.
And then they said once they open up a closer location, they're going to allow him to continue to sell donuts, and they are going to help pay for some of his college, But that's
okay. No, if you're gonna be a hard cunt about it, be a hard cunt about it. Don't fold because of fucking public pressure.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, but so they decide they're gonna give him some sort of Krispy Kreme scholarship.
Sponsored by Krispy Kreme.
Yeah,
I'll take I'll take a sponsor by Krispy Kreme on the show.
Fuck you for selling our shit, but hey.
But yeah,
go.
We'll send you to school. Like, yeah, no. If you're gonna be a hard cunt, stick with it.
Yeah, fucking, that was a weird.
I don't like that. Who would have guessed you can't trust corporate America?
Next,
but if Krispy Kreme wants to sponsor us,
talking about
take
broke
that.
College students. University of Alaska Anchorage is now allowing students to pay for unpaid parking tickets with peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter jelly? Fuck, I wish I had that. Fuck,
so
ready to roll.
So as a way to kind of help with like the issues with homeless people up there in Anchorage, 2 jars gets you $10, 3 jars gets you $35, and 5 jars gets you $60 off your ticket.
How many homeless people are in Anchorage, Alaska?
All of them.
You need to migrate, bitch. It gets cold there.
I'm sure we have some listeners up in Alaska. Send us a message. Tell us how poor you are up there.
Well, you get paid to live up there, so you can't be doing that bad.
Wait. So these are parking tickets?
Yeah. So like parking
for
tickets
for homeless people.
No. The students.
Oh.
So to pay when you get a parking ticket, you pay the city. Mm-hmm. So instead of paying like $100 for your ticket, if you give them jars, unopened jars of peanut butter or jelly,
canned goods,
they'll forgive your ticket.
Yeah.
I actually think it's a cool,
it's a good program. I'm just shocked that there's homeless people in Alaska. Like,
actually, they're probably not homeless. Just there's a lot of meth up there.
It's just bears, and they don't know the
cold
difference.
Yeah.
it's just bears, and Sarah Palin's like, no, that's a person. I'm pro life. We do not kill this fat hairy man.
let's see. Next, I have a high school in Long Island suspended a football coach for a game because they played another undefeated team. They were both like 6-0 or some shit like that. And they won 61-13, just fucking stomped this undefeated school.
It's a promotion.
So so Nassau County suspended him because they stated the gaming commission says you can't win a game by more than 42 points.
Get the fuck out of here.
Canyon beat that one school 100-0.
Good.
This is a couple years ago, but
beat 100-0, you deserve to be ashamed
that's
of yourself.
That's the thing. Like, so
what? It gets like
it's because you don't want to hurt the kids' feelings now.
Right. So you just don't want them to lose so hard.
So
but if you do beat them,
once you have a 42-point gap, you can't score anymore.
Then,
when
we're gonna have a mercy rule, shut the game down.
Yeah. Just end it then.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Why would you let them finish the game?
So let's take serious high school athletics and treat it like fucking T-ball.
So then in the ultimate trolling move, when the assistant coach took over the following week.
Ran up the score again?
No. They were up 36-0 by the third quarter, so they punted on first down or took knees.
There you go.
That's all they did. And I think that's actually worse than getting your ass kicked.
Why?
Because they just...
They're just shitting on that team.
Yeah.
Kinda.
So basically what happened... I don't know if you're that familiar with football, but essentially a punt is you're just giving them the ball back. So they would hold the other team like 3 and out. So the team would punt the ball to the good team.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they'd get the ball, they would just punt it back. They gave up.
It's like when I play basketball with my nephews, I swat them like fucking Dikembe Mutombo, and then I just give them the ball back and I fucking do it again.
And then, but then sometimes like they would return. There's a highlight somewhere on the website. A kid's returning a punt and then just lays down at like the 20-yard line and then they just took 3 knees and then punted again.
Oh, God damn it.
Which team, the team that was winning was doing the punts and stuff?
Because they suspended the coach. Well, so they were up 36-0.
Can't win by too
much. So if you had one more touchdown that puts you at 42, then if you miss the extra point or make it, 2-point conversion, whatever, now you're above it and then this coach is going to get suspended.
So
then for the entire second half of the game, they're like, eh, fuck it.
I would just keep running until every coach is suspended.
That
and
makes
the person calling plays is the fucking placeholder.
But to me, that's actually more embarrassing than getting your ass handed to you.
It is.
Right.
The entire thing. It's, how about you just don't suck?
Well, it's like, just don't be really good.
No,
you
be
know what
good.
I mean? Like,
just don't
be
that
good,
bad.
But don't be really, really good because you'll hurt someone else's feelings.
Yeah, but that's stupid. No,
that's what I mean. It's fucking retarded.
It is.
My thing is like,
say retarded.
I've been Bible thumping this point saying like, you can't protect kids' feelings.
No.
Obviously, don't make them feel like shit. But when they become adults, you're not going to get every job you apply for.
You have to be accustomed to losing. You have to be accustomed to losing.
And you're not going to get every promotion that you interview for. Like, there's always going to be someone better than you at something. You know, and to just be like, oh yeah, don't hurt kids' feelings. Like, fuck you with that. Like, fuck you.
I am pro hurting kids' feelings and just hurting kids in general.
Yeah.
I just
beat your kids.
I walk down the street and I'll stiff arm a toddler.
Yeah. What's wrong with
no,
that?
I don't care. Get out of my way, kid. You're six.
Speaking of dope personnel in school, a high school in Evans, Louisiana, a lady named Belinda Gale, she works for a medical office and she would sell fake sick notes to students for $20 a piece.
Hey.
Fucking.
I'll take some of those.
Weak-ass kid. You couldn't forge your parents' signature like I did? That's what we did in my day. We walked to school fucking 20 miles in the snow uphill both ways, and we signed our own parents' fucking
shit.
Shut
up.
It is. Okay. In like the 30-some-odd years that I've lived in Southern California, I think it snowed 4 times.
I know,
but we just... I would just light stuff on fire so I didn't have to go to school. The entire county would catch fire.
But that's because you're held at the sheriff's station for questioning.
Everyone got a fucking fire day because of me.
So what happened was about 20 students purchased passes off her. And one student in particular bought about 17 passes from her. So then the school called the doctor's office and they were like,
kids,
hey,
like, I'm making it rain, fucking absent.
Are these kids, like, and then the doctor's like, I have never once treated any of these children. And so then they traced it back to the lady, and now she's actually facing prison charges for falsified documents.
Damn.
Because that's a felony. Should. You can't do that.
Yeah,
it's forged.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we did it, like I said, when I was kids, we were champions. I signed my parents' name, and you put, if you have any questions, call this number. And I put down my cell phone number.
Dude,
and
I
called
one
time. And I was like,
time.
Yep, Ryan's got a death appointment.
when I was a kid, I got an F on a test. And when you got a bad grade in my school, you had to show your parents. Your parents had to sign it and give it back to the teacher. So I signed my dad's name on it once. And then eventually at one point in time, I showed my dad something else, and he saw the thing that I signed. And he goes, I already signed this? And I was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
Like, fuck.
That's the best part about dads. They don't really, they're half out of this conversation most of the time.
Dads don't really know. But my mom never saw a single report card, not any bad tests, because I signed my mom's signature for everything and I intercepted all of the mail. My
the hard
mom
part was
didn't
that's
see
the,
anything.
That's the way an adult handles things. These kids buying their way out of
the
trouble.
Hard part was I had to hide my brother's and my sister's progress reports and stuff like that.
Because if I get bad grades, nobody gets grades.
That was my thing. Because now it did work for a little bit, because at one point in time, my sister was in elementary school, I was in junior high, and my brother's at high school, so we were at 3 different schools.
Mm.
So then I'd just be like, I don't know what happened. I would just hide mine. But then when I ended up going to the same high school as my brother, I'm like, all right, I got to hide something.
Fuck,
yeah. Everything's going. Yeah.
And it didn't help that they were fucking like straight-A students, and I was like C's and D's.
Aw.
Assholes.
Josh, you're smart.
I always got A's. I think I have an undiagnosed learning disability, though. I'm pretty sure.
Don't do excuses.
No, it's been diagnosed.
I just don't remember.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're
blocked
just
that
stupid.
Part out.
I'm very smart in my own way. I am not school smart in the slightest.
You're smart in the way that, like, labradoodles are smart.
What is Josh's way of being smart?
Hey, man. Someone's got to win the gold medal in the Special Olympics.
You got
just saying.
Right? Being the smartest kid with Down syndrome is still the smartest kid.
I know big words and it makes me seem smart. Right? And then I say things a lot of like vexure and I sound so confident in what I say. Like I could be like, Santa is real. He's Jesus' brother. And when he heard that they were killing all the Jews, he flew up to the North Pole. And then the midgets were like, hey, they killed your brother down there. And he said, okay, fine. I'll tell you what we're going to do. On Jesus' birthday, we're going to give everybody that didn't kill Jesus birthday presents.
I told you he had a learning disorder.
That sounds like truth, though, right there.
Exactly. But if you say it confidently, people buy it.
Uh-huh.
All right. And my last headline I have for you guys tonight, a teacher at Milipitas High School in California. This is a Halloween thing, kind of ties in. He wore blackface and dressed as Common, the rapper. But not just Common, like, in general. And Common's, like, the most woke black guy in Hollywood
now. He's dope as shit, and Smoke and Aces is a great movie, by the way.
But he was fucking Common from the Google, Apple, no, Microsoft commercials.
Really?
From 2018 or 2017.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, whatever the fuck it was.
He was in Google commercials?
Yeah. Or Microsoft, some bullshit.
I don't remember.
And so he does a little freestyle rap, so he... And the best part is he wore that shit till like 11 o'clock in the morning. And and then the teacher's like, dude, you can't do that.
I would have given a pass on it if you could rap, but let's listen to it. It is fucking, it's
yes.
awful.
Yes.
Opportunities limitless, possibilities senseless. What will you do? Millions of people. Not
one word in this fucking rhymes.
What will we do with AI, Microsoft technology, the future?
But see, he's talking about like laptops and stuff.
You can do it.
The only thing that rhymes, he keeps saying it's up to you.
But it's funny. It's funny that he's talking in a black voice, wearing black face, but he didn't paint his hands, just his face.
How do you not know that? How he could talk like that every day, in non-rhyming form.
So last I heard that teacher has now been relieved of duty.
I was gonna ask. He is
no longer, employed by that high school.
It's so.
He probably didn't get tenure yet. Or he did get tenure and he's going to get a job somewhere else.
Again,
do you think
I'm
he was trying
offended.
To be racist or he was just
no, I think he's
trying
to be funny.
Yeah.
I'm more offended by the fact that he can't rap, that he tried to rap without being able to rap. That's more offensive to me than blackface. Yeah, I understand that that's offensive too. But if you're going to try that, at least have the rapping part in your back pocket. Like, you got to pull off
one part
of this.
Remember when you and I got drunk and we did karaoke, we did Forgot About Dre?
We pulled it off and we got a standing goddamn
and
ovation.
And I said the N-word, but I owned it.
Exactly.
Did you?
Well, the N-word was in the song.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful to not
say
it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And
that's why
you have
I did the
Eminem part.
You have
to fully commit.
Uh-huh.
And we rocked that song. It was fucking incredible.
It was fantastic. It was great. I had a lot of AMS for that and it did help. Yeah, but the fact that... couldn't rap again. That's more offensive to me. I understand the other part's offensive, but you got to have that in your back pocket. If you're going to try this, you got to do it well.
I just find the story
every part
hilarious.
Of it is terrible. Because
you know that white-ass nerdy teacher was sitting at home wearing blackface going like, oh, it's going to be so cool. And he's practicing right? that rap and shit, and he's like, oh, I'm going to fucking rock this.
It's just that scene from Joker, but instead of white makeup, it's the fucking black makeup. It's just like, yes.
Do you think he did the Joaquin Phoenix dance just around his apartment?
Just down the quad in the middle of fucking high school? He's fucking... Oh, man. What state was this in?
California. Milipitas.
Of course it was. God.
People are so weird.
Damn it.
Just you listening to you saying him practicing and getting ready and being all excited.
You know
like,
that's what happened.
Yeah, it's what he probably what he does. And for like everything else that they do too, I don't know. People are weird.
He's got to be that teacher who like bumps fucking old school rap in the parking lot and thinks he's fucking cool.
He
right?
like he like walks around the school going, where would I be without my lady?
Yeah, constantly.
Oh my God. Because
every thug needs a lady.
Every time he sees a black guy at school, it's like, what's up, young brother? No.
Calls everyone young blood.
Yeah.
Hey, young blood.
No, God damn it. You don't get to say that, motherfucker.
Damn it.
Although I couldn't find the guy's name because I wanted to look him up. I wanted to find him on like LinkedIn or something like that.
Demarius see what Thomas. He looks like without
yeah.
blackface.
I
want to
be like, what do you look like without the blackface? This is all I recognize.
Mm-hmm.
It probably just looks like some guy who's like the most generic white looking. He probably looks like Sean Spicer. like that generic, I'm very white kind of a face. Like, it's got to be. He thinks he's so trill.
Oh my God.
All right, so I had some weird headlines. Taylor, you got some weird questions for us?
I do, and I only have 5 for you today.
I think
so.
That's good. I think it's a good number.
It is.
10's a lot, because I can't think that long or that critical for that much.
We'll work our way back up to 10 so that mental strength will get there and will make you smarter.
Maybe.
We're going to help you through this,
we'll
Josh.
See.
We will.
We'll see.
We are your support system.
I appreciate that.
But our first question, if asked to be sticky or itchy for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
I already live in a constant state of stick, so
do
I will
you?
Take sticky.
No. But like stickier.
Well, I don't know. He can't get much stickier.
No, because like I could touch you, and you're not like that's not sticky.
You could, but you wouldn't want to touch
him with your UGG boot. How's that?
You would, it's not sticky.
You're like kicking him right now.
You wouldn't want to touch my belly. It's very sticky.
God.
It's all in his belly button.
So you want to be sticky for the rest of your
instead
life?
Instead of itchy, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'd actually.
Itchy's the worst thing.
Yeah,
because even if
that's
it's
why
like,
they invented penicillin. Because the shit was itchy.
Yeah, but like, think about like, even if like, if it's your elbow, it would be so fucking annoying that your elbow is itchy for every day
forever.
But like, you know, fucking, I'm fat. I eat candy. I have sticky fingers all the fucking time.
And it
but
depends
everything's
on what you,
sticky.
It depends on what you think of as sticky. Water is sticky.
Water is not sticky. Like gooey.
Get water
sticky.
On your hand. Try to shake it off. The shit sticks to you.
Oh my
it
God.
Sticks better to a towel.
Yeah,
though.
But that's a weird loophole. Now you're just saying
yeah.
you're gonna be moist for the rest of your life.
You're not gonna be
again,
moist.
I already am.
We're gonna be
working on my way to be fat, so I'm gonna be fat and sticky and moist all the time.
Don't get fat. It's a slippery slope and it's hard to come back down.
I'm gonna be sticky and moist. I'm just gonna be a fucking giant nerd's rope. It's all
because like lately, do you ever notice that Instagram does a thing where it's like you posted this picture like X amount of years ago?
Yeah.
And it shows me like a couple years ago. I was like buff a couple years ago. Like, what happened? You fat fuck. I got all depressed.
I used to smile in pictures. Yeah, what the fuck?
I used to be happy and I take like selfies. Now I just degrade myself.
Right. That's all of this is. That's all. This is all just self-deprecation.
This is all just a cry for help. So, I mean, if you guys want to send us more emails and comfort me.
Well, everyone just needs to help us through this
tough
time.
Or maybe you guys can just fucking come do some goddamn yoga with me.
If you stop charging $27 a fucking hour...
Yoga's
way too fucking expensive.
Can't
I like
you just
the idea
sneak
of
me
it.
In the back?
Right?
No.
I don't want to pay.
You pay me. It's my job.
I just don't like... I like yoga, and like I've done it once at your thing, and it's cool, but it's way too fucking expensive. All of yoga places, it's like... If I wanted to go like twice... If it was the same price as a normal gym membership, I'd be all over it.
How much is it?
It depends on like what kind of package you get. But
it's very small.
My studio.
What are you talking about?
You just got to use it properly.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's also very sticky.
Yeah.
It's very sticky.
Very moist.
But it'll help all of your problems, yoga. Anyway, next question. Who do you think is the most overrated actor?
Overrated?
Yeah.
You know what? Up until like a couple of months ago, I would have said Vince Vaughn. But Brawl and... what is it? It's like... Brawl and Cell Block 99 is fucking dope.
Is he in that?
It's so goddamn good.
Yeah.
And he doesn't say much the whole time. Maybe that's why it's good, because he doesn't really talk that much. He just beats the shit out of people.
He was in that one. Was it Swingers or Tomcats?
Swingers was good.
Yeah.
Swingers was good. That was old. But I'd give that more to Jon Favreau.
He was good in Old School.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, overrated. He's the same fucking cunt. But again.
Yeah, he plays the same guy in every movie. Overrated.
Say Tom Cruise, maybe?
That was actually my first thought. Because he
Tom Cruise just sucks.
He just runs in everything, and again, he's the same. Anybody who does, he just plays themselves, I don't like.
Who's really? That fucking woman that's in, like, she's won, like, numerous Academy Awards and shit like that, and everybody's in love
Judy
with her.
Judy Dench?
No.
She's pretty dope.
Meryl Streep?
Pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like Meryl Streep. She's not in the type of movies that I like, but every time I've seen her movies, I'm like, What's the big deal? I don't.
Yeah.
You know what? And yeah, I'll go with the streeper. I don't.
The streeper.
That's what people call her.
Yeah,
we're friends. So
that's her Snapchat name.
Yeah, the streeper. No, because like I said, I've never once seen a movie that she was in that I enjoyed.
Right.
I think we.
Although granted,
we missed
not
her
my...
prime, and we don't watch type.
And
of
I also
shoot.
Just don't like her at all after her little like outburst in one of her awards.
What outburst?
Whatever.
What'd you do?
I don't know. It's like the Academy Awards.
Yeah, and she fucking like lectures people, and they play the
well,
hey, stop
that's what
talking
old people
music.
Do.
Yeah,
that's what
like,
old people do.
I don't know. You are in Hollywood. You're supposed to fucking entertain me. I don't give two shits about your fucking opinion.
Yeah, but that can be said about just about everybody.
Dance.
If we're talking about that, Gwyneth Paltrow is the queen of cunts.
Yeah, but she was in Shallow Hal.
Yeah, she was gross.
Yeah, I like that movie.
The movie
too.
Sucked.
Yeah, but I like it.
No. Why it did not suck? That was a good
you
movie.
You like Frozen. Shut the fuck up.
Frozen is fucking
Frozen
fantastic.
Frozen is terrible.
Frozen is goddamn great. All right, I will go outside and I will build a snowman out of ash.
Go fucking do it then.
It is a great movie, and I cannot wait for the sequel to come out in a couple of weeks.
You're definitely seeing that by yourself, and you're going to look like a pedophile in the theater. Anyway, next.
No, I won't, because I'll hide my erection.
If you had to choose one drink to drink for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Water?
Yeah, like the obvious one's water.
Okay.
But wait, can I still drink water?
Are we talking like one alcoholic drink? Like what is that? What are the parameters of this one drink?
You make your own parameters. You are a free human being to do whatever
you're
you
asking
wish.
The questions, goddammit. What the fuck? Don't hit me with your hippie shit.
Like, however you want to define that question, well, however,
because I mean the obvious answer is water, because you'll die.
Pussy squirt.
Okay, so
pussy squirt. But like I mean, if it's like okay,
if you had to choose one drink for the rest of your life that wasn't water, what would it be?
Probably Diet Coke. I like Diet Coke.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that like super cancerous?
A lot of aspartame.
I don't care. I'm gonna die young anyway. I told you, I'm checking out in 2 years.
No, you're not.
I mean. I'm not knocking it. I'm just trying to remember that fact.
Unless maybe like coffee. Does coffee count?
Yeah, that's a drink. My thought was, I thought you guys were gonna pick an alcoholic drink.
Well, that's what I'm.
Well, okay, like if it's alcoholic drinks, it'd be probably whiskey.
Yeah, for sure. Just
drink. You have whiskey and water for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. But like, I mean, go with wine. Because the thing is, like,
rather
like
wine and water, I can survive on wine.
Because there's like categories of drinks. Like, I like coffee. I like energy drinks.
For sure, but you get one.
Yeah, no, actually, I like that wine and water. I can survive on wine and water for the rest of my life for fucking sure.
I'd have to go coffee because that means I don't have energy drinks. I gotta drink. I need some sort of caffeine.
Yeah.
So coffee.
Okay.
So enough wine, you feel good.
Yeah, but I can't drink. As long wine. As you don't drink I too much. I can't drink wine before work though.
Oh, you can.
I mean, you can. You might not have a job to follow.
You just put
day.
It in an empty Diet Coke can and nobody knows. Other than the fact it looks like you blew Grimace.
I was gonna say you walk around the purple mouth all the time. Yeah.
That is okay. A great episode. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Next question, my friends. Would you ever go back in time? Yes or no?
I'm white, so yeah, sure.
What was the question?
Would you ever go back in time? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so what would you change?
Oh, I change?
Yeah.
You can't change things. It's like first rule of time travel.
But if you get one thing to change.
I wouldn't put Clayton Kershaw in game 7.
Shut the fuck up. That's such a waste.
I think that's a sacrifice for the greater good. That's what that is. That is some Dalai Lama shit right there. That is champion answer.
You can't steal his answer either,
well,
though.
Well, if we're talking baseball, I would integrate baseball when Babe Ruth was still around so he didn't look like a fucking champion hitting home runs off of just white people. Fucking kidding me?
I mean, I don't know. Like to say, like, you know, you want to change something on a national disaster, or do you want to, like, I mean, okay, you know what? I
would Mark Wahlberg my way through 9/11. You know how Mark Wahlberg was like, that shit would never happen if I was there. I would.
There's
do that.
Like, there's like two ex-girlfriends. I'd be like, bro, don't do it. It's not worth it. It's just, it's
your younger self is not going to listen though.
That's no, that yeah, 100%. But that would be the thing I would try to change. I'd be like, right. Dude, don't trust me. Ain't worth it.
Yeah.
She looks pretty. Not worth it.
It's not worth being itchy for the rest of your life.
Just jack off at home and cry. Cause that's what you're going to do in the future. Anyways,
just leading.
Do it now. You'll save a lot of money and a lot of time.
Can I just go back and hang out with dinosaurs?
Sure.
Okay, I'll do that.
You know, no, I'd go back in time when like $600 bought you a house.
Oh yeah. Right? I'd go back with all of my money.
Yeah,
that I had
like
now.
Like the current money I have in my bank account right
and
now.
And went back now.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, I'd go to like 1955, and I'm like,
you could just go to Mexico. It's the same thing.
You're set. No.
Go to Central America.
But I would do it in like San
God.
Diego when yeah. houses were like $5,000 and I'd buy like a whole street.
Oh my goodness. That's rad. Okay. I like that idea. But we're going to go on to our last question. What is the strangest thing you've done to attract a girl?
Strangest thing?
Yeah. Weirdest pickup line. Weirdest way to get her attention.
Solid question. I mean, I didn't drink at a bar, and that worked for me. That was weird. That was weird.
I'm only covered in tattoos because girls find them sexy.
The entire reason anybody does anything.
Really?
No. Okay. I actually like tattoos.
Okay,
no,
that's good.
The only reason
and
anybody
I like my
does
tattoos.
Anything is because girls like it. It's the only reason for society. If a homeless guy could get laid, we absolutely fucking would all be homeless.
If people had tattoos?
The weirdest thing.
I'm saying the only reason any male does anything is because girls like it.
I've never really done anything weird. My thing is just I'm loud and funny, and
sometimes not even that like works. When you were younger in junior high school and maybe did like.
Oh, you know what? One time, in like sixth grade, because I hit my
there it is.
I hit my growth spurt early, so I was actually one of the tall kids. Now I'm just a short guy.
Yeah,
I was like my height now, but I was like 9, so I thought I was gonna be giant. To be fair, my brother and dad are really tall. But so I was like one of the few kids that could dunk. So then I hung on the rim. No, this was also like a 6-foot rim or a 7-foot. It wasn't like a 10-foot.
Yeah,
rim.
I got in trouble for that one time.
And I hung on the rim and then I like fold backwards and I put my legs through the rim. And then I fell straight on my face trying to impress a girl. And my nose bleeding and everything. And then the funny thing is, because you know, I'm like 12 or whatever or 11. I start crying. Because it hurt.
I would still.
Yeah.
And I cried in front of like my entire class. And there was a girl, her name's Jenny. And that was like the girl that I was like so in love with. And I landed right on my face, right in front of Jenny. And it was
Did she come up to you and be
no.
like,
everybody
no.
laughed. Everybody laughed. And I cried and walked to the nurse office by myself because it was just so embarrassing.
Oh, how sad.
But it looked fucking cool until I fell on my face.
Right.
Because I was the only kid that could dunk.
You're like, oh yeah, climbing up on this. And
yeah, I was like, watch, I fucking. Flat. Because someone, I had like a rivalry with some idiot kid named Jared.
Anybody named Jared's a piece of shit.
And then, because we had always played like 2-on-2 basketball, mm-hmm. and I was like, I can dunk. And then Jenny was like, oh, I heard you can dunk. I was like, yeah, I can fucking dunk. Watch this shit.
Like, fuck yeah, Jenny. I was like, fuck Jenny, yeah, I can dunk. I'll dunk for you, Jenny.
You want to see this shit? And then I thought
now
it was
she's dating
cool.
the black guy.
Probably. And then just right on my face.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, Ryan, I'm sure you have embarrassed yourself.
Not really. Like, as a kid, I was just oblivious. Like, I have no game now. So yes. Even at the time, like, it was even worse because I was oblivious. It was one of those things where, like, the girl's friends were like, you guys want to go out? And I was like, sure. Like, I didn't even know what that meant in, like, fifth grade. And, like,
I didn't even know what that meant.
Actually, that is
and, like,
true.
It's like first day. It's like, let's go see Aladdin. I talked to her and let's go see Ninja Turtles 3 instead. And I'm going to bring my buddy. I was just oblivious. I was just a fucking idiot. I still am. Like, I'm still the same fucking oblivious.
Oh, actually, that reminds me of a story. I didn't do anything, but I remember I had to take my sister trick-or-treating when I was a kid. I think I was like 15. And me and my buddy were with my sister. And these two girls said that they would like give us blowjobs. And I got nervous and I called my mom to come pick us up. I was all like, what? Like, no, I gotta go home.
Like, I'm not ready for this. I don't have a condom. Yeah. I don't know.
I was like, what do I do? What if she gets pregnant? Like, I was so nervous.
Oh my god.
No, but it is true. I have no game and I'm oblivious to a lot of things. I had, like, my girlfriend, yeah. I had no idea she liked me we'd hang out and stuff and she liked me and I was like, oh, I didn't know you liked me. I thought we were just friends. Because I have a lot of chick friends.
Yeah.
So I just thought we were friends. And then she's like, why don't you kiss me? And I was like, oh, I didn't know. Like, I
didn't even think of that.
Like, I didn't know that was the thing.
You didn't like her?
No, I did. But I like having chick. I like girls. I like having chick friends. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Especially I like having girlfriends. It's fun.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't like having friends in general.
Yeah, you're not much of a friend person.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess that really cancels that part of it out. But yeah, I can't remember anything in particular embarrassing that I did. I've just been oblivious.
I do.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Then you tell us.
Yeah. I can't. I've just been an idiot my entire life.
I can just remember this one time you texted me probably like 6-7 years ago. And it was in the middle of the night. And you said something along the lines of like, I want to beat you like the LAPD wants to beat a black person.
Well, that's fucking hilarious. That's just a solid joke. That's beat those cheeks like the LAPD.
Yeah, probably like that.
It's a solid
Waking
joke.
Waking up to that, and I'm just like, all right, Ryan, had a good night.
It's a solid joke.
I stand by that. I like that.
It's funny, welcome. But it's also like, how am I supposed to respond to that? Inviting at all.
No, it's not.
No way is that going to work.
No, it's more of, this is funny, and I'm going to say it just because I got nowhere else to go with this. I can't have this thought in my head anymore.
Give it to someone.
Somebody.
Go Smitty. Way to try to bang Taylor fucking 7 years ago with fucking weird text messages.
Weird text messages from Ryan in the middle of the night sporadically over the years.
He sends me weird text messages in the middle of the night. They're not sexual, though, but he just sends me weird text messages.
Wait, you'll get those sexual text messages.
Oh, he's gotten them, but I just delete them before I actually send them.
So he hasn't gotten them.
I open up our conversation, the word bubbles blinking, and then it goes away, and I'm like, oh.
It'll mostly just be if I'll listen back to the podcast, I'll be drunk, and be like, ha, you laugh like Winnie the Pooh sometimes.
He did text me that. No, he texted me, he's like, you laugh like Winnie the Pooh, and I like it.
It's fucking hilarious.
You laugh like Winnie the Pooh?
That's what he said.
He does sometimes. Huh. Listen back to this show every now and then.
All right, well, there you go, guys. There's your questions. Thanks for playing.
All right. Yeah, that was a decent one.
I like that, yeah.
That was good. Okay, so on a serious note, Veterans Day is coming up. So we wouldn't be us if we didn't try to teach you guys something.
Yeah, after a little bit.
So, Smitty, you're a veteran. I come from a veteran family, so...
Yeah, I think it's a good opportunity to talk about it. I mean, fuck, it's Monday. We get a day off for it. If for no other reason, we got to salute that.
Yeah.
Fucking right.
That's, God bless veterans. Got me a day off of work.
Exactly.
I don't have a day off of work. work.
It's a 3-day weekend.
I don't have a day off of work. I have to go work on Monday.
What kind of communist society do you live in?
Dude, it's terrible.
It sounds like it.
My birthday's the day after Veterans Day.
This is what Bernie
is
wants
it?
For us.
Yeah, it's the 12th.
Happy almost birthday. Yeah, thanks. Woo, woo. Yeah. What are you?
Old.
Yeah. No, not a Libra. You're what's
Scorpio.
That? Scorpio.
So veterans, let's see. Veterans Day was originally called Armistice Day, which essentially means a truce period.
But nobody else played by that rule, so you had to change the
correct. But it Armistice Day, the first one ever happened on it. The first, well, okay, Armistice Day was
Tuffy.
November 11th. 1918. So the first actual celebration was 11/11 1919. So this year's actually the 100th anniversary the first Armistice Day. It was actually it was the declaration of the end of World War I. So on the 11th day of the 11th month, the 11th hour, that's when Germany surrendered their weapons and gave up. And so 11 a.m. on 11/11, the president goes to Arlington National Ceremony, where he does the wreath ceremony at 11 to give hang the wreath at the unknown soldier graves, which holds about 400,000 unclaimed soldiers.
That's a lot of people.
That is. France, Britain, Canada, and Australia also celebrate our...
ours, too?
Well, they celebrate.
Yeah, they just do it on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that makes more of a sense for it to be Armistice
but they,
Day.
But they call it Remembrance Day.
As long as that still makes sense. I'm on board with that.
It was officially renamed Veterans Day in 1954 because they decided to honor it to all veterans, not just the ones from World War I.
Right.
Well, at the time, that was the Great War, and then the sequel was better.
Yeah. And so, and then what's kind of an interesting note, Veterans Day does not have an apostrophe in it. So it's not like Veteran apostrophe S Day.
It's all of them.
It's all of them. So it's just Veterans plural day.
Yeah.
Which I think that's pretty cool.
Veterans.
The first parade for Veterans Day. Do you have any guesses on where it was?
Texas.
And I know you won't get it.
I would guess Texas.
No.
Kansas.
No. Birmingham.
Canada.
Alabama in 1947.
And there were no blacks allowed.
Nope. they're still segregated down there.
Still are.
That's true.
God damn it, Nick Saban. Piece of shit.
Congress in 1926 passed an annual observance of Veterans Day. So like they officially recognized it in 1926. And
it took them 15 years to fucking get their shit together.
And then in 1938, it became like a national holiday.
Fucking right in the middle of fucking World War II.
This stat was kind of old. I was trying to find more updated numbers, but as of 2010, there are now 22 million veterans.
Wow.
9 million are over the age of 65. And what's kind of cool, 1.6 million veterans are women.
Right on.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
Well, happy Veterans Day, everyone. And I definitely am grateful for everyone who has served for our country. So thanks, Ry.
You got to be at some point, right?
Thanks, Ry.
The least fucking
good job.
I barely qualify for that.
You did so much for us.
Still swore in. You still, you know, you took the.
I mean, it is what it is, but I deflect because there's people who did a lot more than I did. So yeah, I am not. I got drunk in Florida.
And then I don't know if he's gonna. I don't know if he's gonna listen to it, but. Sometimes my girlfriend's brother listens to our show. He's in the 82nd Airborne, the U.S. Army. And
he's better than I am, for sure.
He's actually in Afghanistan right now.
Fucking champion. Mm. Salute to that guy.
Yeah. What's dude, it's fucking crazy. Two guys on his combat team were killed.
Stop.
Fucking A.
Yeah. It's fucking sad.
Okay,
but,
yeah, I mean,
you know, Miles, fucking you're a good guy.
Thanks, Miles.
Yeah, dude, every veteran, man, like, thanks.
Speaking of veterans, if there's anybody you want, if you've got fucking, check out the 22 kill charity. If anybody wants to donate to that, it's for every hour 22 veterans commit suicide day. Every hour, every day. I think it's, I want to say it's fucking hour.
I want to say it's every hour too.
Right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a charity. If people want to fucking donate to that, let's just get that out there.
It's a good charity too. I do know some people kill. Who work with it.
Yeah, they're on top of their shit.
Yeah, you can't really go wrong with donating any type of funding to the military, especially because it's sad seeing some of the care that comes like when
it's bullshit
you get
the
out.
the way that we take care of our veterans a lot of the time.
Well, a buddy of mine, when he got out of the army,
fucking difficult. Anything with the VA is such a pain in the ass just to get goddamn cough drops.
Well, he is 11 Bravo, so he was some infantry guy, and he broke his back in the army. They then tried to say that he hurt his back outside of his military duties.
Right, yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
All I've done is military duties. What the fuck?
They didn't want to pay
for surgeries.
Every duty
I took was a military duty.
Yeah. And, you know, and there's just such improper care. Like, it's unfortunate, but a lot of transients are former veterans.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the mental care or the help that they need.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of that is mental health. You fucking lose your goddamn mind out there.
Yeah.
You end up with fucking getting mustard gassed and shit.
What's, I mean, some of the shit these guys see and what you're going to go
lose
through.
Your shit.
And then who knows what weird shit you're going to be exposed to out there in these fucking countries.
Yeah. No, it's the worst that humankind has to offer, and you expect people to get home and just be like, no, just go back to work.
There's a charity that I actually like. It's called the Semper Fi Fund, which is, it helps with job placement and medical care for veterans when they get out. But again, you can't really go, Wounded Warrior Project, the Chris Kyle Frog Foundation.
Right.
There's a lot of them out there. Yeah.
I mean, it's just
pick your poison. They're all worth it.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, any little bit counts. Like, a fucking dollar helps.
Right? Do it on Monday. Donate a dollar somewhere, guys.
Because, look, if you get if a million people give a buck, that's $1 million, you know? And everyone talks about, like, breast cancer and shit like that, which hits close home to me. And that's great. But veterans, I mean, they allow us to fart in microphones for an hour every week.
Right? And for nothing else. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, they afford us the freedoms, and a lot of them pay the ultimate sacrifice. And, you know, my hat's off to you. Like, I can't thank them enough.
Absolutely.
If you see a veteran, thank them. You know, I know. Although
I always hated that thank you for my service.
I do know a veteran.
Fucking hate
and
that.
And he hates it when people tell him
so
that.
So annoying. Like,
what,
bitch, I'm getting
paid.
Thank you
for your service?
Yeah. I used to hate that.
And he goes,
that
I signed
shit.
Up for it.
Yeah, I'm getting paid, bitch. This isn't fucking.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for signing up for it, so I don't have to fucking go do
actually,
it.
Actually, what's funny is there's
it would annoy me, because especially I was in Texas, so everybody there like, God, fucking leave me alone. I'm just trying to go to Walmart, bitch.
Well, that's why. No, he said, like, whenever he wasn't working, he would never be in, like, his fatigues or anything like that.
Right.
He would try to just put on normal clothes. He's like, I'm just a guy.
I remember one time it was like, it was Thanksgiving, so it was like five of us. We all went to go see a movie. I think we went and saw a fucking Sherlock Holmes or some shit.
And you got drunk.
Well, yeah, there was that. But before I got drunk, there was a fucking. When you're in the military, half of your job is getting drunk. That's what you do.
It's true.
It's you
true.
Become professional.
If you don't get a DUI in the military, even in the military.
Ray, what the fuck are you doing here, you pussy? But we're just outside the movies. This lady comes up, is like, some group on Facebook was like, hug a fucking soldier thing or something. She's like, I just figured just five guys on Thanksgiving out going to fucking watch a movie. She's like, oh, well, you're correct.
Did she hug you?
Yeah, every single one of us. She had to take a picture. I was like,
cool.
It was kind of cool, but also, leave me alone, bitch.
Whatever.
No, I get it. Her heart's in the right place, so I can't be mad.
Yeah.
But I always just thought that shit was annoying. I know a lot of people, Marines in particular, are like, yeah, fucking give me that attention.
Yeah, right.
I met one chick. It was like, oh, afterwards, I was where were you stationed? I was like, yeah, I was in Texas a lot. I told her about just get fucking tired of hearing that shit. She's like, that's why I want to go to Texas. To get that attention. Fucking, yes, tell me I am awesome.
What's funny is actually I just ordered it today.
And I can't be mad at that point of view either.
There's a veteran guy that I follow on Instagram. I find him hilarious. His name's Matt Best. He owns Black Rifle Coffee Company and Article 15 clothing and Lead Slinger's whiskey. He's fucking hilarious. He actually just wrote a book, and it's called Thank You for My Service. Because he's like, dude, I got to shoot guys and blow shit up. Like, thank you.
It is
like,
pretty
it's
fun.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. It is fun. And that is the first time I ever fucking fired a weapon was in the Air Force.
That's rad.
And I almost got a I was like two shots away from getting a marksman ribbon with the fucking M16.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, okay, this is bullshit. You almost got a marksman ribbon. You're from LA. You're Mexican. Bullshit. You've never fired a weapon before. You fucking liar.
I'm on their side of that.
Yeah.
It's in your blood.
I know. Right? It's just genetic.
Remember the Alamo. Yeah, doing it.
Part Mexican, part white trash. Fucking, I will destroy a tin can any goddamn day.
But hey, thank you, Smitty. Thank you, every veteran out there. You know, keep kicking ass and fucking fuck you, ISIS.
Right? Goddamn Isis.
Dude, you hear that one fucking guy was killed?
Second one? The
Bagla Dandy guy. He was like the leader of ISIS.
Yeah, yeah. They fucking.
he heard that the dogs were looking for him, and he blew himself up.
Yeah,
it's fucking awesome.
It's just good. Another one of them is gone. That's always a plus in the world. Fucking Izzes. I hate Izzes.
Yeah.
Fucking Izzes. All right. Yeah, that is enough for the fucking day. It is a good time to wrap this up. It is past our goddamn bedtimes, but appreciate you guys listening. We'll be back next week with some more shit. So until then, don't be a cunt.
Thank you for listening to the Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. Make sure you go subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find the guys and ask them questions or even submit topics on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at the Smartest Dumb Guys You Know, or you can reach them at smartestdumbguysyouknow@gmail.com.
I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl. Thank you.